I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Well, good morning and welcome to Exceptional Women on Magic 106.7. I'm Kendra Petroni, and today we are talking with Emmy-winning, Golden Globe-winning, and all-around one of my favorite actresses, Jane Lynch, about her Christmas album, A Swingin' Christmas. Plus, she's hosting the reboot of The Weakest Link on NBC. We're so excited to have her on the show this morning. Good morning, Jane. Welcome.
Well, thank you so much, Kendra. Good morning to you.
Well, I know we had you on our morning show just last week, but I'm so honored to have you on this segment because we love highlighting women who have done extraordinary things, and you're exceptional in so many ways on and off the screen. So we appreciate you here in Boston taking some more time for us.
Oh, pleasure.
So we've been in this pandemic for, you know, almost a year. And I find myself looking through pictures to sort of find the last thing that I was doing before everything kind of shut down back in March. And I wanted to ask you first off the bat, what was the last thing that you remember doing right before the pandemic hit, right before everything sort of shut down? Was there a project or a show that you were working on? Or?
Oh, my God. You know what? I cannot remember. And as I'm sitting here, I might like go look at my calendar, but it was March, right?
Yes.
I have no idea. I have no memory whatsoever.
It's probably better that way.
You know what I was doing? I'll tell you what I was doing. I was in Chicago and I made a commercial reel. I want to start directing. And I did it with a production house in Chicago, and I did some commercials for the Illinois Tourism Board, and all of it got shelved because of the pandemic. So that's the last thing I did.
It's so funny. I know I keep scrolling through my pictures, and I'm like, don't do it, to see, you know, right before that last moment. But I always wondered that. So that's interesting. Did you learn anything new while you were in quarantine? Or maybe what's the best thing? How about we'll go for silver linings here. What's the best thing that you discovered while being locked down or sort of quarantined in your house?
Sure. Well, you know, my life didn't change that much. I live in Southern California, so it's warm out. I can still do my walks. I still go. I didn't work, so I missed that. But what I found is that I and I think my fellow humans were so much more adaptable than we think we are. Mm-hmm. We make the best out of every situation. And I look at Hollywood. Hollywood has figured out a way to continue production safely. And I think that's a great thing because in September I did 13 episodes of The Weakest Link, and I've also done some other some other shows, and so that we figured out a way to do it. So I think we're adaptable. We take care of each other, and I think that's because we're talking about all the negative things, and of course there's still so many people getting infected, and we're still losing way too many lives. Mm-hmm. And there's this politicization of wearing a mask, which to me is just insane.
I know.
You know, I think that for the most part, though, we're doing pretty well as a species through this.
You mentioned Hollywood sort of managing through this. I was going to ask that because, you know, watching whatever you're watching, if you're watching cable, you're watching Netflix, whatever, a lot of the stuff that's coming out now was filmed probably before all of this happened.
Yeah.
So I was going to ask, what's happening right now in Hollywood for like a year from now or 2 years from now, when normally what would be filmed now would be coming out? How are they managing filming with everything?
I I know that we're going to go back to Mrs. Maisel in the beginning of the year in January. So they figured it out. You know,
yes.
We were supposed to go back in May. So, you probably won't see any Maisel for several months. But who knows? They might start releasing them as soon as they make them. I have no idea how they're going to do it, but I know that it's been written, the whole season has been written and ready to go since May. So we're hitting the ground running. So I guess that I have a feeling there won't be any noticeable lack of content. I think there's a lot of stuff that people will watch over again. I think there's still a lot of product that was shot before the pandemic that is now about to be released. So I don't think television watchers will suffer.
I love it. See, that's all I needed to hear. Jane Lynch told me it's going to be all good. We're going to have stuff to watch. We'll be fine. So let's talk about this awesome Christmas album, A Swingin' Little Christmas. You did it alongside Kate Flannery from The Office and Tim Davis. You know, we played Up on the Rooftop last week on our morning show. Actually, let's listen to a little clip of it right now.
Stop reindeer paws. Out jumps swinging Santa Claus. Sliding down the chimney with lots of toys. All for the little good girls and boys. Ho, 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 who wouldn't go? Ho, 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 who would go? Up on the housetop, click, click, click. Down through the chimney with good Saint Nick.
This song is amazing. And you know, after we played this, we got so many comments from listeners who loved it. It's such an upbeat song with a nice throwback sound to it. What made you decide to do a Christmas album?
Well, Kate Flannery, who played Meredith the Drunk in The Office, is one of my best friends, and we've been singing together for decades. And we have been touring all over the country doing a show called Two Lost Souls and a Swingin' Little Christmas, from which the album arose. So we've been doing live Christmas shows for probably the last 6 or 7 years, and the music that we were singing, we put on an album. And Tony Guerrero, who is our band leader and our orchestrator, is part owner of a recording studio. So we used his recording studio. We got some tight vocal arrangements by Tim Davis, who is also the vocal arranger on Glee, and he sings with us and performs with us. And so this year we didn't get to go do our tour. It's all been canceled. So we decided to just push the album a little more. So that's why I'm talking to you and why I talked to a bunch of radio stations over the last couple of weeks, is to bring our little Swingin' Little Christmas show to people's living rooms without having to, you know, get on the old tour bus, which we really miss doing.
It's really great. I love that it's got that throwback sound to it, because that's my favorite part of Christmas music. I like the originals, the classics, the throwbacks, and it's Up on the Rooftop is so upbeat and happy, and it puts us in such a good mood, and I think we need it so badly right now, and I love it. You actually, listeners can go to janelynchofficial.com right now, and you can buy it, download it, stream it, everything. I wanted to ask you about decorating in the house, because I have 3 young kids, all under 10 years old, and they were really excited to decorate super, super early this year. But as a kid, my mom had all of these Christmas bins, all these decoration bins,
yeah,
and she would keep Polaroid pictures of how she set up each room in the house in the bin, so that, you know, she would know when she pulled them out where everything goes, and she would do nothing before Thanksgiving. She had like a set of rules.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm just curious how it was for you growing up, and how soon, if you haven't decorated yet, will you decorate? And do you have, you know, weird rules for it like my crazy mother did?
Yeah. Well, we didn't listen to, I don't know if it was a rule, but we wouldn't listen to Christmas music until after Thanksgiving. But
yeah,
boy, was that the most fun thing to do, because we had these albums that we would play on the phonograph, and we would play the same albums every year. And most of them were these Firestone compilations. I think I talked about it on the other show with you the other day. Firestone Tire Company used to release a Christmas album every year. And it would be the current recording stars like Andy Williams. Andy Williams. He's a director. Andy Williams and Frank Sinatra, Rosemary Clooney, the Andrews Sisters, Bing Crosby. And then they'd also have a choral devotional music. So that is Christmas to me.
Yeah.
And we had this wonderful little log cabin. It was a small little, a miniature log cabin that we burned pine incense from. And that those sounds and that smell was Christmas for me and my family.
I love that. Did you always like to sing, too? Like, even when you were a kid, did you always enjoy that?
I did. Oh, my goodness, yes. I would sing at the top of my lungs with musicals. My mother loved musicals like Funny Girl and The King and I, all the Rodgers and Hammerstein stuff, like The Sound of Music, My Fair Lady. And my mom would, you know, when she would clean the house
right.
on the weekends, because we didn't have no cleaning ladies back then.
That's right.
The way, you know, I pay somebody now, but we would, you know, she would do it, and she would sing, and I would sing, and our whole family would sing at the top of our lungs to all this music, and of course the Christmas music too. We just loved it.
You know, you mentioned to us before that you recorded a duet with Dick Van Dyke. What was that like?
Oh,
that's like, were you starstruck? I would be like, I wouldn't be able to speak.
Yeah, I was starstruck, but you know, you got a job to do, so you have to kind of, you know, put that in your in the back of your head while you're doing what you got to do. He's a lovely man, and he's, you know, he's in his mid-90s now.
Yeah.
He's just got it going on, and we were just really honored. And it's on the album. It's an extra for if you buy the album, you get that song. And there's a video up there too that I shot with Dick, and that was a lot of fun as well. And a dream come true, a dream I didn't even know I had. It was that preposterous.
I didn't realize that one of your first on-screen roles, and correct me if I'm wrong, was in The Fugitive.
Yes.
You played Harrison Ford's friend, Dr. Kathy. You were in the lab, and you were like the one true friend he had to help him, you know, figure it out.
I think I'd been in a movie before that called Vice Versa, which was also shot in Chicago. But
yes, Judge Reinhold. Yes.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, my God, I love that movie.
I had a small part in that. I think I had like three lines, but I'm in that one. That was a big deal. But the Harrison Ford film, The Fugitive, was a huge deal. I didn't even audition for it. Someone had seen me in a play and offered me the role. It was the first time I was offered a role. And working with him, just such a huge star. It's like, you know, working with Dick Van Dyke, you kind of have to put the star struckness in the back of your mind and just do your job. And I did. So that was a really good test for me, I think, going forward, that I was able to, you know, focus on the acting when I'm working with somebody, you know. And I did that again. It was a great thrill and also intimidating to work with Meryl Streep. But you just kind of show up and you do your job.
Wow. I just cannot get over that. When I was reading that, I was like, wow, that's a pretty good start.
Not bad, right?
Not bad. Well, if you're just waking up and tuning in, you're listening to Exceptional Women on Magic 106.7. And we've been talking with Emmy-winning actress Jane Lynch about her Christmas album, A Swingin' Christmas. And she's hosting the reboot of The Weakest Link, which is airing on Tuesday nights on NBC. Let's get back to our conversation. So, you know, you're hosting the reboot of The Weakest Link on NBC.
Mm-hmm.
You know, how did that happen? Because that was such a well-known show with Anne Robinson for a long time.
Right.
And how did that come to you?
Well, Stuart Krasnow, who was an executive producer on that first iteration of it that Anne Robinson did here in the early 2000s, he and BBC wanted to bring it back. So I've known Stuart for several years, and we've been looking for, you know, a way to work together. And he said, would you want to do this? So that's how that happened. And I said, of course, yes. And it turned out to be a lifesaver because, you know, it was during quarantine and I hadn't worked in, I guess it would have been 6 months at that point. So for the first week of September, we knocked out 13 episodes of The Weakest Link in 4 days. And I was exhausted and happy.
I bet.
And everybody was. We were so glad to be back to work.
Oh, I'm sure. Just getting out of the house. I mean, I remember the first time I could go into like a grocery store, I was like, yes.
Yeah, big deal, right?
Yes.
Yeah, absolutely.
So happy to do it. You know, you've hosted game shows before and you're good at it. And it looks so easy to the viewer, but I imagine there's got to be a trick to doing it as well as you do it. You're very smooth in your presentation and your delivery. Do you ever, and I ask this because I have trouble understanding Go Fish. So do you ever get confused, like explaining the rules of the games? Or I'm just amazed at how seamless you do it.
Well, on Hollywood Game Night, because we had so many games. I mean, we had over 100 games that I had to be familiar with. So, you know, I just do a brush up before I go out there, and everything's in the teleprompter. So I might get confused, but if I read the teleprompter with confidence, it's no problem. But in playing the game, because I'm kind of the referee on Hollywood Game Night, that you know, I there were times that I had to like stop and go, what are we doing here? But The Weakest Link, it's one game over the course of an hour, and it's you know, I learned the game, of course, with several Zoom rehearsals prior. So I'm pretty up on how the game works. So I'm able to steer the ship and let the contestants just relax and you know, play the game.
So once The Weakest Link is sort of finished, or if you finished already, what's the next project that you would like to work on, or the next adventure that you, as Jane Lynch, the Emmy-winning, Golden Globe-winning actress, would like to take on?
Oh, God, you know, I don't have any specific, and I've never had any specific goals in my life, really. I just kind of see what comes up next.
Hey, that's a good way to be. It's worked out pretty well for you so far.
Yeah.
When all of this pandemic crisis and the restrictions are lifted, what is the first thing? It could be a place you want to go to, a person you want to see, or something you want to do. First thing, once they say, okay, we're good, we're back to normal, what do you want to do?
I want to go see a play on Broadway.
Yeah.
I want to go into a theater and have the lights go down and transport me to another world.
Oh, wouldn't it be nice? Oh, I miss it so much.
Me too.
Oh, I do. Well, this show that we do here, it's called Exceptional Women, and we like to, of course, promote women who are doing extraordinary things, whether it be national or local. Mm-hmm. And you've had so much success, and you're such a real, honest, and down-to-earth person. What advice do you have for all the women that we have listening right now? Just some down-and-dirty, raw advice for anyone who wants to get into TV or film. What advice would you have for them?
Well, it's the same advice to men and women, but so let me just, it's not so much getting into film, but just in life, take your seat at the table, and you deserve a seat at the table. Mm. You need to earn it as much as anybody else, but don't be afraid of it. We tend to apologize too much. We tend to not trust our judgment. I find myself doing that a lot, where I'll say, you know, especially now that I'm in a producer position on The Weakest Link, I'll say, let's do blah, blah, blah. And then I will stop myself and say, if you think that's okay, when I know deep down inside that it's a strong choice.
Yeah.
It's what I want. And it's best for the show. If I could just stop myself before I say, if you think that's all right. I think we couch our opinions. I think that, you know, it doesn't mean we have to be forceful or arrogant or get in somebody's face. It's just, I watch women before me do this, where they take their metaphorical seat at the table with grace and dignity, and that's how you get respect.
That's true. That's very true. Is there someone in your life that you would say is sort of the inspiration every day to you, or somebody maybe that inspires you every day to just be the best person that you can be?
My partner, Jen, who is just a fair-minded and gentle and kind, and there's a generosity about her that is lovely, and I think she has not made me a better person, but it's certainly inspired those qualities in me.
I love talking with you. Honestly, I would love to just hang out with you and just
oh, I'm boring.
Party. Oh God, no! I would love to. You're so amazing, and you do such great work, and you have such a positive attitude. We appreciate it, and honestly, I think people need to hear that, and we can hear it in your voice. And this Christmas album is honestly the perfect setting and the perfect opportunity for people to just have some positive, happy moments in their life right now. It, again, it's called A Swingin' Little Christmas. You can find it at janelynchofficial.com. I mean, it's awesome. And we played Up on the Rooftop right here on Magic 106.7. It is fantastic.
Good.
Kate Flannery from The Office and Tim Davis. It's a fantastic album. I encourage everybody who's listening right now to go and check it out. And Jane, it was such an honor for me to have you on the show this morning. You really are exceptional, and we love you here in Boston. So,
oh, thank you, Kendra. I so appreciate it.
Thank you so much.
Take care.
Thank you so much to actress Jane Lynch for being in the spotlight today on Exceptional Women. We talk with celebrities and CEOs, but we're also interested in talking with your neighbors, coworkers, and friends who are quietly making an impact in their communities. Go to magic1067.com and email us if you know someone that you would like to recommend to be featured on our show. And you can follow us on Instagram at sue.tab and at Kendra the Entertainer. We love hearing from you, and be sure to join us every Sunday morning for another edition of Exceptional Women. Have a great day, everyone.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.